Rosie's law, introduced by Democratic Senator Terry Gibson, would permit judges the discretion to allow certain witnesses to be accompanied by a facility dog when providing testimony. The law is named after Rosie, the first judicially approved courtroom facility dog in New York. Gibson says with Rosie's help, a 15-year-old girl from Dutchess County, known as Jessica, was able to provide testimony against her father in a sexual and child abuse case. And the appellate court's decision to uphold the use of the facility dog, says Gibson, should help his bill.
The decision that came out today is of great help to my bill because it shows that the justice system is in agreement with us and that these dogs should be allowed. And so the only thing missing is that New York State needs to put into law, into writing, that courthouse facility dogs are allowed, and that would give victims of all types of crimes an extra tool that they could use to help testify against their perpetrator.
The judges rejected the father's appeal of his 2011 convictions for predatory sexual assault against a child. Among his claims, the father says the golden retriever made the 15-year-old unduly sympathetic to the jury. The unanimous ruling by four justices says the appeal failed to show the dog's presence was impermissible under state law or impaired his right to a fair trial. Kathleen Murphy is executive director of the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Dutchess County. Jessica's case came through her organization. Murphy supports Rosie's law and says the court decision is highly significant.
It's groundbreaking. You know, this is the first time in New York State that a therapy dog has been allowed on the stand to help a child who's been so severely sexually abused. You know, I hope now that other judges across the state will take this up and realize that this is something, you know, for these children. And it's also important to note that, you know, I hope that someday that therapy dogs will become available to all children, no matter what they have to testify about, whether it's for the prosecution or for the defense.
Rosie, who died in November of 2012, was specially trained to sit for hours and clue into the stress of the witness and nudge her when she froze. Murphy says allowing facility dogs to be used in this manner will help break the cycle of child abuse.
We don't spend enough time giving our children their voices, and particularly in this area of child abuse, they have to be given their voices because what keeps them in their pain and having them being hurt repetitively is because they won't talk. They're too afraid.
Gibson notes the law would give judges the discretion to allow facility dogs for not only child abuse victims, but for any victim or witness of a violent crime or sexual assault, as well as any children or adults impaired in any way, on the defense or prosecution side. Democratic Assemblyman Frank Skartatos introduced the bill in the Assembly. Gibson says he's been picking up co-sponsors since having introduced the bill in April, and says he is making progress in educating his colleagues about the issue.
And I think that next session, we may very likely see this pass because this gives us some evidence that we didn't have before, which is the justice system is siding with us, and we could actually save the taxpayers a lot of money by eliminating the possibility of these types of appeals if we could pass this law.
The 39-year-old father in the case is serving 25 years to life. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.